When you're ready to pop the question, the last thing you want to do is second-guess the ring. At BlueNile.com, you can design a one-of-a-kind ring with the ease and convenience of shopping online. Choose your diamond and setting. When you find the one, you'll get it delivered right to your door. Go to BlueNile.com and use promo code LISTEN to get $50 off your purchase of $500 or more. That's code LISTEN at BlueNile.com for $50 off your purchase. BlueNile.com, code LISTEN.
Tired of ads barging into your favorite news podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Stay up to date on everything newsworthy by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/news ad free. That's amazon.com/news ad free to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
The Opinion Line on Cork's 96 FM.
Peace in the last few days. And this is, again, I suppose, school children come into this conversation because they're the ones that tend to get the chicken pox. Most, I would think. There's an assessment underway, according to HICWA, the Health Information and Quality Authority, as to whether the chicken pox virus, or chicken pox vaccine rather, should be included in the childhood immunisation programme. Now, there's a gap in my knowledge because I didn't know there was a vaccine for the poxy chickens. I just thought it was something that you had to kind of get and get over or try and avoid getting over. And because it was so transmissible and because there was so much of it out there, it was just something that you'd get at some point in your childhood. I know I certainly had it when I was a smallie. Didn't know there was a vaccine. But then there was a tweet from a good friend of the Opinion Line, Dr. Niall Conroy, who said that chicken pox vaccine should be added to the childhood immunization schedule. He said it would be good news because chicken pox causes huge disruption. Niall, of course, now an adjunct professor at the School of Public Health at UCC and joins me on the Opinion Line. Niall, good morning. Good to speak with you again, my friend.
Likewise, PJ. Good morning.
Tell me about this. I didn't even know there was a vaccine for chicken pox.
Yeah, it's been kicking around for a long time, actually. The US have been vaccinating since probably early to mid-90s. Australia have been doing it since about 2005. And look, it's done, I suppose. There's a bit of sense behind it in that you're right. Most people just get chicken pox when they're a kid, you know. And it's sort of, you know, they get it, they're unwell for a week and it's done and dusted, you know. But it's so transmissible, like you were saying, that everybody gets it. And within that sort of, you know, within that sort of population, you've got sort of some fairly rare but serious side effects. So some kids, not many, would end up in hospital with chickenpox. Some can get strokes, pneumonia, encephalitis. Then you have kids who are immunocompromised, the kids are on chemotherapy and that kind of thing. So if they get chicken pox, that's very bad news for them because it doesn't stay in their skin. It gets right into their system and causes sort of a sepsis type picture, which is pretty bad. And pregnant women, you know, pregnant women will know that if they're in touch with someone with chicken pox, they have to go and get their antibodies checked, you know, because it can be dangerous for the woman and it can be dangerous for the unborn baby. So there's lots of reasons sort of for that we're kind of protecting some very vulnerable people against chickenpox where it can be nasty. And there's also the, and probably this is what's bringing a lot of the European countries on board recently, there's the economic cost. If you imagine, chickenpox is miserable, absolutely miserable. And, you know, you're itchy, you're sore, you've got a temperature, probably for the guts of, you know, 5-6 days. And it's so transmissible. If you've got 3-4 kids, the parents can be off work for, you know, 2 or 3 weeks looking after them. And when you add up the economic cost of that, it starts to, you know, and every country has to do its own analysis on that, but it starts to, certainly in the countries that have looked at it, made economic sense to try and, you know, to try and minimize the amount of infection in the community.
And it puts the whole class out because one child goes into a class of 25 or 30 and that's it, done.
It's so contagious. Now, sometimes what will happen is within a class, the kids have had it before they arrive at school. And the good thing about chicken pox infection is that when you get infected, a second infection is pretty uncommon.
Yeah.
You know, you tend to have immunity for life. But if you have a room, if you have a class full of people who have no immunity to chickenpox, they're going to get it. And you do. You see these outbreaks every year in Ireland, not just in classrooms.
Yeah.
Other facilities. And we used to see them in Australia, actually, in prisons a lot. I've dealt with a lot of outbreaks of chickenpox in prisons, and it's so much worse in adults.
That I was going to ask you that now. You know, it's, we think of it as a childhood disease, but it can be very severe in adults. Monica is messaging us here, and I heard this before, and I thought it was, an urban myth or something. If you get chickenpox, a mild dose of chickenpox as a kid, you are less likely to get shingles in later life. Is that true? And also there's a thing called Ramsay-Hunt syndrome, which Monica raises. I don't know what that is, but again, the same thing applies. Does it confer immunity against worse things in later life?
Well, to get shingles, you have to have chickenpox in the first place. So, well, you don't get shingles on its own. So what happens with shingles is that when you catch chickenpox, usually as a child, when your immune system sort of clears the virus itself, the virus doesn't leave your system. It tends to hibernate fairly deep in your nervous system, in your spinal cord, actually. And when you're an adult, at a time maybe when you're stressed or you're sick or whatever, it sort of comes out and, you know, it causes shingles. And shingles can cause Ramsay-Hunt syndrome, which is an eye problem that some celebrity had it a few weeks ago. I can't remember who it was.
Oh, yeah. I remember that now.
Yes. Yeah. And these are painful neurological conditions. And they're really, really nasty. And they disable people for days or weeks. And there's a lot of uncertainty around the interplay between, you know, chickenpox as a child and these conditions. But basically, you have to get chickenpox to get these conditions. So one of the benefits that we're seeing of the chickenpox vaccine is that people who aren't getting chickenpox are getting, you know, by reducing the amount of chickenpox in the community, we're reducing the amount of shingles in the community as well, which is fantastic, you know. So we see that in Australia now. Shingles, you know, where I worked up till recently, shingles is much less common than it would be in Ireland, because we just have less chickenpox around.
I think that seems to be kind of what Monica was getting at, that if you do include the immunization in childhood, that you might reduce the incidence of shingles. I was just fascinated by the connection of whether it was true. So you've verified there's a truth there, and also that the immunization might prevent it. That's great.
Yeah, and look, there's now, I mean, look, it's a conversation for another day, but there's a vaccine now available for shingles as well. So we've been using that in Australia as well for a few years, which is pretty good for those people who get recurrent shingles. Okay. But yeah, look, vaccinating people against chickenpox will reduce the amount of shingles in the community, which is great.
All right. Listen, good talking to you again, and I hope you're settling in well in your new role as adjunct professor at the School of Public Health at UCC. Professor Niall Conroy, good to speak to you on the programme. Yeah. So they're doing it in Australia, they're doing it in parts of America. What do you think about that? Another vaccine. No, I know kids, they put more needles into them than you would into a pin cushion in the first couple of years of their lives. But let's face it, it confers immunity against very nasty things down the road. Chickenpox might be added. It's not the mild annoyance that we think it is. It can be very severe for some kids. Plus, as Niall said, the impact on the economy. If a whole class full of kids gets chickenpox, that's a load of parents out of work and all that. Yeah, Monica says, I think it should be part of it. It reduces the chances of shingles and of Ramsay-Hunt syndrome. It was Justin Bieber. That's right, Justin Bieber, who got that a few years ago. Thanks, Monica, and thanks, Niall.
Cork's 96 FM.
Tired of ads barging into your favorite news podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Stay up to date on everything newsworthy by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/newsadfree. That's amazon.com/newsadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.